I'm Kelsey, and we're talking local news with Emmett Anderson and Abby Jump from the Reporting Project. Emmett, give us the scoop.
The Newark Community Drop-In Center at Holy Trinity Lutheran Church is seeking volunteers and support. The center on West Main Street is a place for those in need to sit, recharge devices, recharge themselves, get out of the cold, and eat a warm meal. The center is available to anyone and supports guests who are unhoused, senior citizens, victims of abuse, and others who are looking for a safe place to be. The center has expanded its hours of operation from 3 days a week to five and will be open from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. With the added hours, the drop-in center seeks more volunteers to give back to their community and provide for those in need. Those interested in volunteering can find more information on Holy Trinity Lutheran Church's website. Also, Infirmary Mound Park celebrates new accessible play zones in Licking County. For the Licking County Park District, the stereotypical play structures of most people's youth just don't quite cut it anymore. Instead, they designed every child's ideal playground, built into the surrounding woods of Infirmary Mound Park, south of Granville, along Route 37. The woods give way to pockets of fun that include zip lines, climbing posts, wobble walks, and a new accessible treehouse. The playscape uses materials from around Infirmary Mound Park, such as trees and wood. The Licking County Park District hopes this new playground will invite locals, young and old, to reconnect with nature.
I'm Abby Jump, and another story that the Reporting Project is working on is a Hebron nonprofit called American Hero Hunt brings veterans together for community and healing. Founded by U.S. Marine Corps veteran Justin Jones, American Hero Hunt is a nonprofit organization based in Hebron. Their mission is to organize wilderness trips for veterans and first responders through hunting, fishing, and camping excursions. Established in 2016, American Hero Hunt has 15 active board members and brings around 70 veterans and first responders from several states on trips every year. Anyone can join, even if they don't have the gear. The organization helps with that. In a world where the internal effects and traumas of service are often invisible and seeking support services is still stigmatized, this nonprofit provides more than just recreational activities. It offers connection and support.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com, click Local News.